Right, it's Sunday evening. We've just finished Super Sunday with Graham Souness, Jamie Carragher, and I'm alongside Thierry Henry at an empty now Emirates Stadium. I sensed, Thierry, from our chats this morning on the show, that pretty much panned out the game here as you were expecting.
We expected it. We knew that Chelsea were going to come, not leaving any space to Arsenal. The draw would have done and would have been, and it is now, we know, a good result for them. They didn't have to attack too much, although the first half was a kind of a hand-to-hand type of affair, but the second half was a bit more boring in bracket, if I can say. But job done for Chelsea. Still 10 points ahead. They wanted to make sure that Arsenal was going to get 3 points, and they didn't. And once again, typical Chelsea performance. And again, Mourinho didn't lose against Arsene Wenger. I know it's more of an Arsenal-Chelsea thing, but you can't help saying that.
As we sit here, you can probably hear people in the background drifting out of hospitality boxes and all sorts of heading home. Looking out at this stadium, it is a magnificent stadium. You played virtually all your football at Highbury. Do you sometimes think that this place, as you look round at it and the big stands and the beautiful pitch, is almost too nice, too big, too friendly, too spectacular?
No, you can never say that about a stadium like this. I think Arsenal needed to move on. We needed to move on. The club needed to be in a stadium like this. Now, what didn't happen yet is Arsenal didn't make it so far like a fortress. What I mean by that is they still didn't win the title here, so it feels like empty sometimes. It feels like you're always remembering the Highbury days. And people are not like, they will remember, when they think about the Emirates, they will remember the win against United last minute, the win against Barcelona here in the Champions League. But you don't have a title moment. And I think that's the only thing that stadium is missing.
You had so many iconic moments at Highbury. It was a special place, wasn't it? Special pitch as well. It always seemed as if when you were there, as whether you were working or as a fan, it always looked so small.
It was very small. What I used to love about it is the grass. The grass looked like a green. It was just unbelievable. I used to call that place my garden. It's true. However, you want to look at it, that was my garden. I felt so comfortable on that field. I knew exactly where I was every time the ball was coming to me. And I did enjoy a lot of games there. We had some difficult moments to deal with also over there. But overall, I think the fans will always remember Highbury as a place where we were difficult to beat.
How far away are this current Arsenal side, Arsenal squad, from producing that we describe as iconic moment, winning something big, winning a Premier League here at the Emirates?
They have to, because last year they won the FA Cup, but they won it at Wembley. You know, when you win the Cup, the final is always somewhere else. So people don't feel like yet they had the chance to celebrate something here. And, you know, when you bring the title back, when you bring the Cup back, and you go around the stadium, and it's a feeling, you know, everybody comes, make sure that you can celebrate the title. And they didn't do that yet. We now know that they're not far from it.
We said that before, though, many, many times.
Yeah, but we touched some points before, after the game, that those points need to be rectified, and hopefully they will. But it's almost, what I would say, the word is consistency. They always go on that run at the end, like we've seen in the past 4 years, but they lack that consistency. And if you want to be champion, you have to play well for 38 games, or maybe 34. If not, you're not going to be champion. As simple as that. As we saw this year, Chelsea didn't lose a lot. They don't play well sometimes, but they don't lose. And that's something that maybe an Arsenal side needs to improve on. We saw that they did that against Man City this year, away from home. But overall, against a top four team this year, they don't have a good record. And that's where I think that's the thing that they're missing. But again, consistency.
There was one moment that made me laugh on the show, actually. We're talking about winners. We're talking about John Terry, who you thought was immense today for Chelsea, and has been immense all season, when Jamie Carragher came out and said he's the best defender ever in the Premier League. And you looked across, didn't you, and said, what about you?
Yeah, Jamie was more than brilliant, but John Terry is going to have to be up there alone now with what he's been doing. If obviously he looks like they're going to win the league, but the credit I wanted to give him and give him the most is the way people were saying he was almost dumb, the way he reacted, the way he showed people that they were wrong. Now it's true that he has a tight team in front of him that's going to work, and he's going to be the captain and the guy, if I can say the general, the guy at the back that's going to try to make sure that everything is in order, like we saw today, and how brave he was in everything. But I love the fact that people were saying that he was dumb. and how he reacted, and the way he's been playing this year is just amazing. And he's gonna win another title. And having said that, don't forget that they won the Capital One Cup, and he scored. Again, what a season he's been having.
He's been absolutely sensational. We see John Terry and Chelsea again Wednesday night at Leicester live on Sky Sports. Super Sunday as well next weekend. Chelsea at home to Crystal Palace. Will they be lifting the title that day? We shall see. Thierry, we must head home. The end of a terrific day on Super Sunday. Thank you very much indeed. And we'll have another podcast after Super Sunday next weekend.